they're attempting NFL football in the fall. And when the NFL season starts, will the Washington, D.C. team have a new name? Apparently so. Yesterday they announced that they are dropping the Redskins name. We don't know what their new name is going to be, but expect that by the next time they take the field, they will have a new name.
That is interesting, Paul, and after the owner saying, quite adamantly saying that he would never change the name, looks like that is going to happen. I have a thought on the new name, a suggestion, but I don't know. Have you given any consideration on what that should be renamed to?
I have, and I don't have a strong feeling about it. I was thinking of Washington, D.C. type names, and so, you know, Capitals, well, that's their hockey team. The Senators, well, that's Ottawa. I don't know. I don't have a real
the representatives.
What is yours?
The representatives, maybe. If you do the other house of Congress. No, my idea. It's not gonna fly. But Pigskins. Just change the first few letters. The Washington Redskins. No, we're now the Washington Pigskins.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
that doesn't sound really
glorious.
I mean,
it might be PETA. PETA might get upset about that.
Yeah.
It might not be. Might still be a little bit controversial. I don't know, but Washington Pigskins is my vote. Plus,
okay.
They would save so much money on relettering all the signs. So you instead of changing all of the letters, you only have to change three. You know,
I guess they are still going to keep the same team colors. So
okay. All right. Well, that's good. They're good colors. They're good. They're like Central's colors, right?
Yeah, maroon and gold. The Chips, which used to be the Chippewas, and they've shortened that, and they are the Central Michigan Chips now. So it'll be interesting to see what other teams. I know ABC is reporting that Cleveland is considering a name change for the Indians.
Cleveland is among them that apparently are considering that. I wonder if the Braves, it's a tomahawk. Isn't that the logo for the Atlanta Braves?
Mm-hmm. So in hockey, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that could potentially be changed here. I remember Hugh Hewitt, I think last week, was talking about the Cleveland Indians, and he seemed to almost support a name change.
He's an Ohio guy. He's a Cleveland guy. So.
He says he loves the Cleveland team. It doesn't matter what name they're called. He's still going to root for them, which I think is a pretty good attitude to have.
Well, it is, and you wonder, you know, so why is all this happening right now? I think because it's a moment that we can take advantage of and look on, you know, these things that society has for a long time said, well, that's a mistake, we probably shouldn't still be doing that. But nobody's really had the will to step forward and say, okay, then let's change it. You know, it's just been, we've done this all along. Why change it now? I think this is just a moment where we're sort of looking at all of these, you know, issues of inequality and racism, and saying, okay, this do I think about the Washington Redskins as being racist every time that I hear that the Redskins are playing? No, but when you really stop and look at it closely, you say, yeah, that's kind of an ugly thing.
Yeah, and you know, I think that the sponsors of the Redskins, namely, I believe it was FedEx, really pushed the envelope here as far as requesting a name to be changed. And I think that's because people are realizing that, you know, social equality and, you know, I guess political correctness to some extent is good for business. Mm-hmm. And I think you see, you know, whether it's the pride flags that you see for different businesses, or you know, now talking about racial equalities and having diversity in different businesses and stuff, I think that it's becoming clear that being racially diverse and being you know, socially equal is actually good for your business.
You feel like opening a can of worms this morning, Caleb?
All right, go for it.
Port Huron High School's mascot.
Yeah. No,
the Big Reds.
If we've talked about this, maybe I want to say almost once a year, Paul. It kind of comes up just between us here in the studio. I believe there was an effort a while back to change the name. That kind of, I don't remember what happened. I mean, obviously the name didn't change, and I don't know what you know. It hasn't really been brought up since. But I want to say maybe 5 years ago, Paul. That was kind of a hot topic issue around here. And I remember the KPAC Chiefs were also involved, and the Sandusky Redskins were also involved. So there's a few area high schools that that have been kind of called out but have not changed their mascot. The one that has, or well, I guess a couple have, Paw Paw was in the news here for changing their mascot. And also, I believe Marquette's in the process of doing it. What they did there was not unlike what CMU has done, and mm-hmm. I think they went about it in a clever way, which without actually changing the mascot, the Marquette's the Reds. Without changing the Reds, they've slowly transitioned from having the Indian head as their logo to simply a block M. And have, you know, just kind of like how Central has gone to the block C, and, you know, slowly kind of phasing this out and getting away from that moniker.
And I think you can do that. I mean, the Cincinnati Reds, for example, I mean, that's short for Red Stockings. There were, weren't named after the skin color of a race of people. It's tough because it's steeped in tradition. You've got generations and generations and generations of families here in Port Huron that were, you know, Port Huron High School Big Reds and proud to be. Yeah. Big Reds, but when you stop and think about what that means to be a Big Red and to have that Indian logo, it's kind of ugly. Maybe it's time to change it, maybe just to the Reds, maybe to a completely different logo, but certainly worth considering. Maybe we ought to go to our Facebook, and everybody, when we do this, please be kind, please be nicer. We're just going to take the thing down, and we're going to send everybody home.
you can hit a hot topic button here, but I mean, people are going to feel very strong about this.
I want to hear people's opinions. I just want people to be kind and respectful and don't be racist and don't be ugly. Tell us what you think. Should Port Huron High be the Big Reds? Or is it time for a name change locally as other, you know, professional teams are starting to consider changing?
I think there's a way that it could be gone about, whether it's removing the Indian head mascot, or I think there's a way it could be done without totally uprooting that tradition and history that you talked about, Paul. So it's a fine line, but I guess you have to kind of remember that, yes, there's tradition and history with that mascot here in Port Huron, but there's also a very rich tradition and history of Native Americans who called this home long before we ever did. Absolutely. So you kind of have to balance those two.
Well, I'll try and delicately word the question. Everybody be nice if you're going to respond to it on our Facebook page. We don't want anybody getting in trouble, but it would be worth polling our audience this morning just to see what people think about that nickname. And if it's time for a change, as that's sort of the national conversation in sports right now.
At times, they are changing.
Yeah, they are indeed. I mean, and I feel like this is a pivotal year. This is kind of that year where, you know, we're kind of reexamining everything in our society, and maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's time to do that. 652 here on WPHM.